Hi, welcome to TMZ Girls with your hosts Samantha Williams and
Mariana Prado,
where we're going to talk about why people are famous, should they keep their fame, how they got their fame in the first place.
There's scandals on news outlets and magazines that are like talking about them, lies spreading, rumors.
Ooh, and much more. So today, especially, we're going to talk about a family that you've never heard of before, like...
You've never seen them online. I don't even think you've even seen, like, the TV show they have. It's not really popular.
Or anything. Yeah. We're going to talk about the Kardashians.
Ooh.
Ooh, such juicy information. Well, to start off, we know the Kardashian family has many different people. So we have Kris Jenner, we have Kim Kardashian, we have Kanye West, we have Kylie Jenner.
Well, Kanye is not...
Kanye's not, like...
He's, like...
A part of the family, yet.
Yeah.
Not really, really a Kardashian, but yeah.
Kardashian-y.
He's still connected to the family, that's what we're gonna say.
Yeah.
But we have Kourtney. We have Kourtney. We have Rob Kardashian.
Khloe.
And Khloe.
Khloe.
And...
For the Jenners.
For the Jenners, yeah, there's Kylie and Kendall.
Kendall.
So, the first person that we're gonna talk about today from the Kardashian family is Kim Kardashian.
The main person. Yeah.
Of the Kardashians, especially.
The one who, like, runs... Not runs the family, but, like...
She's, like, the main person that people think of.
Yeah, she's, like, when you say Kardashian, you think of her.
Yeah,
that's, like, the face.
Yeah, she's like, the face of the Kardashians. Yes. She's, like, the one person that, like associate the Kardashians with her.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that comes to mind. So, today we're going to talk especially about how she got famous in the first place. Do you want to start on that?
Yeah, sure. Let's start. So, Kim, a few years ago, made a sex tape
she made a sex tape with a guy.
A rapper.
It's a rapper, right? Yeah, she made a sex tape with a rapper, especially, and the reason why it was so controversial is because she's a white woman, like, with a black man, and that's the reason why it was so controversial, which is, like, it's called biracial, right? It was biracial. Between two, yeah. People. Interracial relationship. There you go.
Not exactly. I don't think it was a relationship. It was just one night stand.
Kind of. I don't. Yeah. Okay. So that happened. But the reason why it was such a scandal is because it got leaked.
It got leaked.
With quotation marks.
Yes.
You can't see us, but we are putting quotation marks around the leaked. But yeah, the reason it was so scandalous is because it was leaked with quotation marks. Anyway. It also sparked a lot of interest around her because it was the same time in which the show was coming out.
Yep.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And it was the same year, which kind of is a little skeptical why it got leaked in the first place. Like, it leaves you questioning.
Like, who was behind this? And, like, the mastermind of creating this image of, like, the family and, like...
The sex appeal of the family, especially.
There was probably, like, a lot of, like, thinking going into this. It wasn't just, like, oh, it just happened. Like, there was thinking behind this. Like, first season.
First season needs to get a spark, so therefore we're going to have this happen. And then controversy also around it was that she has a big butt. That's what she's known for, the big butt. A white girl with a fat ass. it's the truth, though, is that the reason why she got so much, like, sex appeal was because of that.
Did she, like, come out recently that it was fake, right? Didn't she?
Her butt?
Yeah,
fake?
she's admitted that it's fake.
She's
open about it.
She's kind of open about it. She says she doesn't have plastic surgery, but she's also gotten, like, the
fat.
The fat moved, to her butt. She's like, what is that called? That surgery.
The fat move.
Fat move. The fat move. The fat move surgery. Yes.
Yes. Move your fat, ladies.
Move your fat. Cool sculpting. Ooh. Anyway, she has that. And then... As of now, she isn't able to have kids because of that. She has so much surgery on her body, she's not able to, like, have a kid naturally.
Yeah, and if that happens, like, the kid might get, like, complications.
Yeah,
and, like, she could die because I know the doctor.
She could die.
Yeah.
Which is not that great for your health. If you've gone through so much surgery to, like, portray this image that that's not natural, you're not only hurting the people, like, who see you and look up to you, like... Kids look up to you in that sense, and young adults look up to you in that sense, and they see this, like, pretty woman who has so many, like, problems, and especially health problems. It's kind of, like, really hard in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
But that's off topic.
Yeah, you kind of realize that whatever you do yourself might actually affect
more.
Yeah, your kids.
Yeah,
like,
it might affect your kids. Yeah, look at her kids, by the sense of Kanye. That's another thing. Kanye West. Mm. Okay, she's with him, and she supports him.
It's an interesting relationship.
It's an interracial relationship. Again, yes. But he just has so many problems in his head. Like, he has, like, mental issues that he's not really dealing with. Like,
I mean, he sees a therapist, doesn't he? I'm pretty sure he, like, has. But it's not consistent.
Yeah,
it's just time to time.
It's time to time, because he's also on tour.
When he hits rock bottom, he goes to it. After that, it's just, like, I know he spends time with his family, and he's like, come out, like, oh, I go, like, with my daughters and everything.
Yeah, it's good that he's with his family, because if he's a family man, that's good for him. That's his, like, little therapy session just with his kids. He's not talking to them, but he feels safe with them, and that's good.
And he's gone through a lot. Like, his mother died.
He has gone through a lot, yes. He has a lot of trauma in his life.
Mm-hmm.
But he came out with a tweet saying slavery is a choice. He came out with that publicly. Mm-hmm. And he publicly has met the president. He agrees with the president. And this the problem, though, is that he's a black man who's Republican and agrees with the separation and the idea that slavery is
a choice. Yeah.
Which...
It's like
he's separating his identity from his race. Like, he...
Yeah.
Like, how do I say this? He doesn't feel like that's his ancestry in that sense. Like, that is not a problem now, or at least it was a problem back then, but it's not happening anymore. And he won't acknowledge that it's a fact.
Yeah.
There's a lot of problems in that sense. But Kim Kardashian has a lot to deal with, from what we know. And hopefully, in the meantime, she can grow from it and help
other people. From her Paris experience.
Her past experience.
Yes. In Paris. Specifically Paris experience.
With the jewelry. Yeah. See, she's such a, like, not a physical person, but she's very materialistic. She's materialistic. She likes the physical, like, things. She likes things you can touch and show off in that sense. Like, look at her body. I hate to bring that up.
Her Instagram posts.
Her Instagram. Especially, like, if you look at her Instagram, you just see all the things that she's trying to show off. She's trying to show off she's money. It's like they're famous for the reason that they have money.
I mean, are, because when you have money, you get to show off all the things you have. Like, oh, look at my Gucci. Look at my Ferrari. Like, you're showing
jewelry,
off.
Jewelry, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at my $50,000.
Look at my body. Look at my plastic surgery I got yesterday.
Exactly.
So cool.
Yeah. It's like, you can make money. You can even make more money off of being famous in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's harder to get rich, but once you're rich, it's like self-multiplying. You can, like, exponentially get richer.
I mean, that is only if you don't, like, waste it all in one night and, like, just go broke.
You could go broke in one night, but...
But, you know, she has the mastermind behind that.
She has kept her money, but the Paris scandal, she says she's changed, but it doesn't seem like it, because she still shows off her stuff.
I mean, she has mentioned that in her, like, Snapchat... She, like, after she leaves that place, she will post it.
She doesn't post when she's right there.
Because then she's afraid that they, like, might come when she's there.
But I just feel there's something about posting materialistic stuff and not using your following to your advantage to post, like, not even your
something that's
views,
meaningful.
But something that's meaningful.
And
like, something that
world.
Can help and change. Yes. Like, she has 16 million followers or something like that. She has, like, how many million followers?
A lot.
She's a
sure.
lot. We're
yeah.
just gonna say a lot. But she has a lot of followers, and all those people look up to her, and all those people take the time out of the day to like her posts, look at her posts, like, to comment on her things and, like, look at it in the first place. And she has a makeup line, too, which,
I mean, with her photo, she has said, like, she's like, oh, you know, I'm bringing, like, woman empowerment, loving your body, but I don't know.
Do you really love... Okay, this is a little controversial, but would you really love your body if you're making it something that's completely different than what you were born with? I mean, it's...
I mean, you do you, honestly.
I mean, okay, yes.
Yes, if you want to get that, get it.
If you want to get it, but she's...
You have to make sure it's for the right reasons,
basically.
Yeah, for
the right reasons. Yeah. If you're insecure about yourself, you should try and find things that you love about yourself before you start to change it.
And think, why are you changing?
Why
do you want to change it?
Exactly.
Change it for, like, oh, I want to be more confident, not for the reason, oh, so-and-so this person could love you. What society says, mm-hmm. you got to get that mentality out of you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's exactly the point that I was going to bring up. It's very important to love your body for who you are, and if you want to change it for the right reasons, not for any reasons but your own.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway, so she, Kim Kardashian, she also has made money off of makeup and clothing, like, which is a beauty, like, thing.
It's
part of the beauty industry in itself. In and of itself, makeup.
But I don't think it's mostly the quality of the makeup. It's more, it's like the name.
Her face.
Her face. Her face, her name is on that brand, and so mm-hmm. people are going to buy that.
People are going to buy it for the reason that it's hers.
Same yeah, thing and that's clothing. How she makes money.
That's how she makes more money, too. She gets exponentially richer through her face alone. Yeah. And clothing line, I don't think she doesn't have it as big anymore. Her makeup, she's investing a lot into her makeup.
I mean, her clothing line was with her other sisters, which was with Dash. But I know they closed stores.
Yeah, they have closed stores. But it was only in, like, Beverly Hills and Miami, Florida. It was, like,
New York.
New York. It was, like, mm-hmm. in the big, bustling cities where they had money to go. Like, people who could have money were able to buy it because they were in those cities. But the problem I have with her makeup line is that she's also kind of, okay, this isn't much as her, but this is so much more so Kylie Jenner in this sense.
Mm-hmm.
So Kylie Jenner has a makeup line and a clothing line, yes. She has the same makeup almost as her sister, which is just her makeup with a different face.
They probably
face.
Get from the same manufacturer.
Probably, but also it's kind of funny how not only does her makeup look really similar, but, like, the styling of it is, too. It's, like, catered to white women. And that's themselves. They use the makeup. It's like they made a makeup line for themselves instead of, like, branching out into all types of...
Like Rihanna.
Yeah, like Rihanna's
makeup. She has a lot of shades.
Yeah, she has so many shades. And the thing about it, though, is that she made a makeup diverse. It had, like, the most shades any makeup line has ever had before.
Yeah, from lightest to darkest.
Yeah, from lightest to darkest. She's not just looking at herself. She's looking at the people who's darker than her and the people who's lighter than her. She wanted a diverse makeup line so that she can have more people buy her product, but also so it could have more representation in society. Mm-hmm. That's the difference between Kylie Jenner and Rihanna that's just shaky for me. Kylie Jenner, her makeup line and her lipstick alone, she said it in a video that I made my makeup so that I could wear it. But she doesn't try it on other shades. She just tries it on herself. So if you think about it, it's kind of catering to the white privilege. Because, I mean, you have the privilege enough to make the makeup line in the first place, but you're not giving it to any other type of people. You're just giving it to people like you.
Yeah.
Which...
She has her friend Jordan Woods sometimes.
She has, like... but she's... Okay, yeah. She has a friend, Jordan, who's trying the makeup. It's,
sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. Like, she'll be, like, in the videos or, like, promotions, and she'll be like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
With her friends. But for Rihanna, she has, like, multiple models from different ethnicities.
Different ethnicities from different places. And she takes into consideration that not everyone is the same shade. That the world is colorful instead of the world being black and white. Which, that's different. But anyway, besides that, continuing with Kylie Jenner, if you think about it, Kim and Kylie and Khloe were all pregnant at the same time. Doesn't that, like, make you wonder why in the first place that happened?
I mean, wonder what happened that night. were they all just, like, agreeing, like, yeah, let's do this, y'all.
Yeah, we're gonna have 3 kids all at the same time, and then we're gonna all put them in preschool together. They're gonna be best friends.
That's very wait, there's 3 of them.
There's 3 of them. 3 of them. 3 kids.
3 Kardashians.
3 Kardashians, 3 kids. Wow.
Yeah.
And then Kim had a surrogate for that kid too. That's
for cause she can... Chicago.
Yeah,
that's her name.
Is that her name?
Chicago? Yeah, Chicago.
And then we have Stormy, and then we have
Truth Thompson.
Wow. Those are wow names. But anyway.
Also their names, how they just want to make a statement with
names. They just want to make a statement with names like Northwest.
Yeah.
Really.
St. West,
Chicago West. Wow.
That's and then Courtney, hers is more like
Truth Thompson. That's alliteration.
No, Courtney, not Courtney.
Oh, Courtney. Courtney has like normal names.
Kind of. She one of them was like Rain. As in like R-E-I-E-N. Okay. As in like Kingdom.
That's more of a normal name.
Kind of.
Stormy.
Yeah.
Magnolia would have been better. Wasn't that one of the was like one of the
rumored.
That was a rumored name, yeah.
And Posa.
That's cute though. Posy. Like I mean, Posy's like flower, but Magnolia's like butterfly. Isn't that butterfly?
Wait, isn't it flower? Magnolia's a flower.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I was like, wait.
Sorry, I got my facts wrong on that one. I take the fault. But, yeah, that the pregnancy was a little bit much for me. And she hid it the entire time.
Oh, my God.
Only to get more publicity when it did happen. It's like, boom, baby.
I mean, I could see the sense that she was trying to protect herself because a lot of online trolls, she gets a lot of hate comments.
They're
going to
be like, oh, she's fat. Oh, she's gaining weight. Oh, she's not pregnant. She's just looking like bleh. That sounds really weird, but, yeah. That's, I mean, people just, when you're a woman, there's a lot of problems around it because people think, people sexualize women so much that it just becomes a lot.
I mean, she's also putting herself out there, like, she's going to have to expect that. And, people, and I understand her wanting to protect Stormy from the media,
from the media especially.
People, like, sending, like, you know, like, oh, I'm going to kill her. What is it
called? Death threats.
Death threats, yeah.
People are definitely going to do that.
I could see that. But I could see in the sense that it was also her safety and her wanting to make publicity out of that. It was a double-edged sword. Yeah.
In that sense. Because on one side, you could look at it as, like, she's helping herself out and she just wants the best for her baby because, like, there's a lot of anxiety being pregnant and, like, getting hate comments especially. I understand that it was good for her mental state to do that.
Yeah, because being pregnant is
like a very emotional time. Yes, it's so emotional. You are having a baby. You're getting hormones. You're just
the first time.
The first time,
and she's young.
And she's young too.
She's 21.
That I think another problem is that if she did come out with the baby, like, oh, I'm pregnant, like first thing, oh.
Magazines, hey.
Well, the magazines would be hate. They'd be like, oh, she's not married. She's just having a baby. What the hell? People are gonna like.
Definitely. Make money off of her.
Yeah, make money off of
and
her.
I think she didn't want that. She wanted that till the end of her pregnancy.
Yeah.
To come out and be like, hey, I got a baby.
I'm like full out baby too.
Her video got so many views. Yeah. Like 70 or something.
Yeah,
50.
And then she was the most liked picture on Instagram when she had the baby too.
That
was
until
the
egg.
Until the egg beat her.
Yep.
The egg beat Kim Kardashian. Not Kim Kardashian.
Kylie.
Yeah, but it's just a lot. And then if you think about it, she's also with a black dude.
Oh,
like
Travis Scott.
Uh-huh. And he got a lot of publicity from being with her too. If you think about it, his album, Astroworld.
I was like, what are you saying?
Carousel. Songs Stop. On it. No, but Astroworld got a lot of publicity for it. That's especially big.
I mean, he was big before for one song,
was
which was Goosebumps.
That's it. But that was he was still with her then.
He wasn't with her. I think it was more of a low-key thing.
It was a low-key.
They probably met in Coachella.
Coachella. That's it. They met at Coachella. So it was like a little bit skeptical why they went together because Coachella is like drunk, drugs, music.
But that's where all the celebrities meet. Because
that's true.
I guess not their time off, but it's kind of like, I don't know. You can see it differently for artists because...
They're there for the art,
but it's also kind of their time off, like their job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're doing their job, but they're also kind of having fun.
But it's like a vacation.
It's
like a job vacation. Because but the only problem, the thing about Coachella though, is that so many people go to it. So many artists are in it,
and young people, like musically people.
Yeah,
that shouldn't probably be there because they're like 12 and they're like, oh, let's take pictures. Yeah. And I don't think that's the safest place for you.
A lot of controversy around Coachella too, because like one of the main sponsors of Coachella is he's homophobic first off, and it's a concert music festival with art, so you're gonna have gay people there. But I just don't understand.
And a lot of people who support gay people.
And a lot of people who support gay people too. Not just that, it's like a very like open, diverse thing. And he supports not only Trump, but he supports like homophobic.
Ideals.
Church ideals, yeah. And like churches, and he just supports a lot of federations that don't like the gay idea, the idea of a person being gay first off, let alone someone of a different ethnicity. It's just so the controversy around Coachella is that idea.
And then a lot of artists are openly, like, openly support.
Like,
Ariana Grande has a gay brother.
Yeah.
And
she openly supports her brother, too.
Yeah.
It's just...
And she's headlining for this year.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
And there's so many other people who are in Coachella that I understand that they're doing it for the money or for the publicity, but there's so many problems with that, too, because he is a person that sponsors it and is making money off of it, so you're sponsoring him. You're not sponsoring him, but you're...
Yeah, that's why. That's what some people see. I'm not sponsoring him. That's what most of them say. And I can see their point of view.
Yes.
But it's like, it sucks because they want to perform and they probably had dreams of performing Coachella and they've probably gone and seen artists and like, wow, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that it's like, you know.
A problem because he's going to get money from it. He's going to be richer and therefore give more money to those organizations.
And that's what sucks.
And that's, it does suck in that sense because there's so many good things about Coachella because it's art and it's like people being together and it's very open.
Fun.
And it's very fun. Pictures. It's a vacation too. It's like everything is so good.
Weed.
Of course. I mean, that's part of the drugs. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's weed. There's like
the parties at
parties
night.
Too. And there's like raves too. It just, that's one of the things that I want to go to Coachella for is to like enjoy the art, go with a friend and, but.
Have fun.
Have fun. I just want to be a kid. Be a kid in like a candy store.
Even there's kids going there too.
I mean, there's no age limit to go.
Yeah,
to
there's like some. I saw like a picture. Some like dad was bringing his baby.
Yeah, you can go. You can go any age limit to go to Coachella. It's like a festival. It's a no age.
It's
required.
Just concerning because it's what just, comes with like there's weed going around. Yeah. There's kids, and you're kind of concerned because they can get lost. There's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's like you know it's in a desert, so there's
it's
like
in
a lot
the desert,
of
so yeah.
Sand.
You definitely need to be careful in the desert too because it's not during the summer, but it's during the spring.
Easter.
Yes, yeah, spring. Easter time. But there's still sun, which like sunburn hurts.
Yeah. And then a lot of people go for like celebrity sightseeing because a lot of
celebrities go. You can get pictures. But that's besides the point. We went on
A little tangent.
A little tangent, but that's okay. Anyway, so besides the main two of Kim Kardashian and Kylie Jenner having a lot of in common, and between the clothing line, the makeup, and them dating a black dude, and then having kids, and all that problem.
And if you think about it, most of them have, like, dated
black people in that sense.
They not most of them, but openly.
A lot of them are open.
You don't know what's happening behind closed doors.
You don't know behind something closed doors, but they have openly released information that they were with someone of that ethnicity before. Yes. And it's almost questioning, are they doing it because they're into that type of, because that's their type, or are they doing it to get publicity? That's a good question, because you can't really ask them straightforwardly, like, are you dating a black person because you want to date a black person and get the publicity for it?
They're just going to be, like, offended and be like,
yeah, my point.
And you don't know what they're going to react. And be like,
if anything, they could sue you for false accusations.
Yep, they got money.
Yep, they have enough money to do it. But the reason why I want to bring up Kris Jenner. Is she Kris Jenner?
Yeah, she's Kris Jenner.
She's still Kris Jenner?
She's openly. I mean, not openly.
She's like, not. Well, she.
Or, like, her name is Kris Jenner. Like, her.
Kris Jenner.
Her artist name. I can't say. I don't know.
Her, like.
Her public
her
name.
Her public name is Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
But she was Kris Kardashian in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's another thing, though, is that she.
She's known as Kris Jenner.
She's known as Kris Jenner, yet her husband, who's now her. Well, she's not even with her anymore.
No.
Her husband, who's transgender.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner. They divorced.
Yeah. They're divorced.
It's kind of weird. Like, after openly being public about it, and you were married to that person for how many years before? Like, 10 years, right?
Almost.
Almost yes, 10 years. Like, 10-ish years. But you were married to that person, and you decided to divorce them solely for the reason that they're transgender. Or solely for the difference that you now have.
I think she wanted to give her space and freedom because she probably wanted to date some like guy. You know.
Didn't she date a black person after him?
Wait, dude. Caitlyn?
No, not Caitlyn.
Caitlyn, yeah.
Caitlyn,
I think Kris wanted to give Caitlyn
the space.
The space.
Like, you are free.
You're free. Go do you. Go do the things you couldn't do when you were a man and you were Bruce Jenner.
Yeah, like, Jenner. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's good in that sense for
her.
That is a good. It's good that she gave her freedom in the first. But if you just think about it, Kris Jenner's a little bit sketchy, like just a little bit.
I think she's smart. That's what I think.
She's definitely a businesswoman. She 100% is. I mean, she makes money off of her kids.
Yeah.
She's
smart in that way.
She started this.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing.
She works harder than the devil.
Exactly. Wait. So Kris Jenner, if we think about it, she does plan everything out about the family. If you think about it, she planned Keeping Up the Kardashians. That's the whole show. And you can get so much money off of having a reality show. Because people are going to watch it whether it's reality or faked. People are just going to watch it because it's
It's so entertainment.
It's entertainment.
People exactly. want to see that. Rich people problems.
Rich people problems, exactly. They want to see rich people being stupid. They want to see rich people, like, exactly.
Their shows are fashion shows. They show a lot of behind the scenes, and you want to see that.
They do.
Like,
yeah.
What was it? Kim's wedding. That was a big episode.
Yeah, that was a big episode.
Yeah.
In her wedding, cha-ching. And then there was also the Khloé problem with her boyfriend. That was also the behind the scenes. And then if you think about it, they still have all of the people that are involved in the Kardashians on the show. They don't have just the Kardashian family. They have, like, Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna, too. Like, that whole problem right there was on the show as well.
Because they're involved in the family. They're involved in what's going on.
Yeah, involved in the family.
And the Jenners.
The Jenners, too. Kylie and Khloé.
Even though most of them don't appear sometimes because they're busy, because I know, Kendall models, so she goes Kendall on, like, you know, she has her job.
And no, whatever. But she does.
She does
have
make
snippets.
Yeah, she has snippets. Show. Or, like, she appears on FaceTime. Like, for Courtney's pregnancy, I know.
Oh,
she appeared on FaceTime
did.
To, like, be like, oh, congrats,
that's
you know?
Right, yeah. But it's just.
They make their cameos.
They make their cameos. They make sure that they have the following to be on the show. And not just the show, though, but if you think about it, if the mom made the show, was the reason why her sex tape. Kim's sex tape specifically got leaked out the same year. If you think about it, who would have had control over the sex tape in the first place?
Definitely.
Like, who would have had the ability to?
I mean, Chris is the momager for them.
Yeah, the momager. Oh, that's right, momager.
Even though I think some of them have said, like, oh, she's not my mom, like, manager anymore, I have this person. But I think, like, Chris is still aware of what's going on. She's still, like, the mastermind of what's going on. And she talks to each of them, for sure.
And if
I mean, like, what are you doing? This and that.
Yeah, and if you think about it, especially, like, Kylie is a miniature Kim.
There's a lot.
There's a lot that's similar. There's a lot that's similar. Like, they both are with a black dude. They both have a baby. They both have a makeup line. They both have a clothing line. They both got plastic surgery. They're both materialistic people in that sense that they have made money off of the sex appeal. Both
appeal,
of them.
Yeah.
It's just funny how Kim Kardashian was, like, the main thing in the 2000s, and now Kylie Jenner's coming in the 2010s. It's like it's gonna go on.
It's each generation.
Exactly.
And
different generation
North
for each.
It's going up.
Ooh.
I'm a little scared. What's gonna happen?
She's gonna be.
Cause she's not the oldest one. There's Khloé's. No, not Khloé's. Courtney's. Wait, I feel like
Courtney.
I think I, like, confused Courtney with Khloé a few minutes ago.
Maybe.
Whoops. You know
what
I mean. But
Courtney has.
She was the first one who had a child.
She was the first one. She had a boy first, right? Or she have a girl? She has a boy and a girl. I know that.
I think it's the girl.
But
like Courtney.
She's not in the spotlight. She's not really.
I think she wants to expose her child that much. I feel like.
Isn't she, like, the poorest of the Kardashians?
The poorest. Quote-unquote.
We're putting quotes. Doing air quotes right now.
Mm-hmm.
But she still has, like, more than $1 million in the bank.
Yeah.
She's like, well, it's just crazy. And then, Kylie Jenner. Self-made billionaire.
Self-made.
Ooh. That's some controversy right there. I mean, she is a woman and she did make money and she has her own clothing line, but she had help in the beginning. If you think about it, her mom gave her money. Her mom told her what to do. Her mom is a businesswoman in that sense. I'm gonna cough. You talk.
So, where were we?
We'll cut.
Wait, I just thought of it right now.
Ready?
I just thought.
One, two, three, and go.
So for Kris Jenner, she actually, before she started her show, she was in Beverly Hills and those, like, rich areas where everybody has money. So somebody, like, probably a producer approached her and be like, hey, your family, like, there's, like, you know, three of them. Because if you have, like, you know, if
like
you think
you
about
have
it,
kids.
You have kids and they're growing up here in Hollywood.
And
you have
just divorced, too.
And
so
they're young in Hollywood, boys and everything, and, like, all that controversy. You have ties. And I feel like whoever approached her.
It was a friend that gave her an idea.
It was a friend.
If you look on the first episode, it's like, oh, my friend gave me this idea to do the show. Let's do it.
And I feel like that clicked in her mind.
She's like, I got this. Okay, thank you guys coming to our podcast.
TMZ Girls.
Yes.
TMZ, please don't sue us.
We may have stolen
we're young.
Your
yeah, we're
name,
young,
but
we're broke. We can't,
exactly.
You know. We're trying to raise money for college.
Yes. Hey,
don't attack us.
Don't
come for my wig, but not for my money. Thank you.
Thank you for
thank
listening.
You next.
Okay, but also, remember, if you want to see us do some other people, comment down below.
Let us know.
Let us know who you'd like to see next, because we have other ideas, but we'd like to get your input. It'd be great.
Or if we want us to, like, concentrate on somebody else, like Travis Scott, Kanye specifically.
Oh, yeah, Travis Scott or Kanye.
Or more Kardashians.
Or more Kardashian.
You know, Kendall.
Like Kendall and Kylie. Not Kendall and Kylie.
Just Kendall.
Like Kendall and Khloe and Blac Chyna even. Or Rob Kardashian. Like, there's other people that we have in mind.
Around the Kardashian around family. Around the Kardashian
family. Yeah. But not just that, though. There's, like, Iggy Azalea. There's, like, a lot of other people. That
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah,
there's
we mentioned in this video. Rihanna, even.
Rihanna, even. Like, if you want us to just talk about people in general, we are here. And we're here
to listen
to
you. We're here to give you your news. We are TMZ girls.
Yes, we are TMZ girls. We don't just give drama, but we give facts.
Oh, yeah. And we spill the tea.
We do spill the tea. Just be
and
ready.
Gentlemen.
And gentlemen. Yeah, because we're not just...
Because we love everybody.
Yes,
and,
go.
Circle of love. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
Okay. Bye, people.
Bye.